Estevan. The Estevan Bruins came away with a win and a loss in their weekend home games against the Kindersley Clippers. The Bruins rallied from a 2-0 deficit to defeat the Clippers 4-3 in a shootout Friday night at Affinity Place. Then they dropped a 4-3 decision to Kindersley Saturday night. The Clippers came out strong in Friday's game, as the Clippers not only led 2-0 late in the second, but had a 31-16 edge in shots on goal after 40 minutes. Tylan Hilbig and Nolan Smith scored to give the Clippers the two-goal advantage, but the Bruins' Owen Barrow replied before the period was out. Felix Allard scored twice in the opening 7:05 of the third to put the Bruins up for the first time, but a goal by Kindersley's Zachary Anderson tied the game at threes. Neither team scored in overtime, and Allard had the only goal of the shootout. Hrdlicka made 41 saves between regulation and overtime, and stopped all three shots he faced in the shootout. Logan Falk stopped 23 shots for Kindersley. Kindersley had goals from Logan Cox and Keenan Ingram in the first 3:33 of the game Saturday. Dylan Jackson scored his first in the SJHL a few minutes later to pull the Bruins to within one, and Kalen Whittingham scored a few minutes later to tie the game. Jack Piper's first goal in the SJHL 3 minutes into the second period put the Bruins ahead. Caden Ostrom tied the game for Kindersley in the second and Austin Oslowey scored what proved to be the game-winning goal 5:24 into the third. Hrdlicka made 28 saves on 32 shots, while Cody Jaman picked up the win for Kindersley with 36 saves on 39 shots. The Bruins will be back on the ice on October 9 when they host the Melville Millionaires at 2 p.m.